All I'm saying is, tain't safe for living around here no more.
Hush, you're scaring the fish.
'Twas a time, of course, when living in these mountains meant life or Riley. A fish in the creek, plenty of game in the woods, women. Well, there were women.
Hush now, you're putting the fish off my bait.
But I'm just saying, what I'm saying is that these here events been transpiring are severely curtailing my lifestyle. You read this here?
Wouldn't read one of them tabloids if you paid me.
Now I do admit they've been known to engage in hyperbole now and again, but look at the weight of them. The sheer number of stories they got in this here. What do you think, Jethro?
Well, I was in Miami at the time, it was 25, and I was just going to go about 5 months with the outside of the old general store down Holler. And I didn't survive going to read none, but I just saw the pictures that coming through, and I was five simple almost commands to me if you ask me was my opinion.
Well, there you go.
Well,
what?
Well, you made it painfully clear that we ain't gonna get a lick of fishing in until you have your say. So why don't you just say whatever it is and finish up?
I'm just saying you can't pick up a copy of one of these here without reading about some folks from the Holler or people like them.
So
we being picked on, that's so.
We ain't being picked on, Jeb.
Why is it these UFOs and Loch Ness Monsters and Bigfoot and such don't pick on some city folks sometime? They always coming up here.
None of it happens. It's mostly city folk who's fool enough to buy them magazines, so they want to read stories about folks where they ain't.
Y'all remember the story my grandma used to tell me about this thing. We couldn't go out as far. He won New York City one time, and he used to survive a good moment, leave me down as far as we get all heavy, dippy guy. And he used to come on farm, and you guys know what he was talking about most of the time. He talked all farm with the next 5 hours, you know, normal city folks.
Yes.
Just don't seem fair, that's all.
What don't seem fair?
We being picked on.
We ain't being picked on.
We is too.
We ain't. Now mind your line.
I got $20 says we being picked on.
Well, of all the ridiculous... You wagering me?
You yella?
No, I ain't yella, but how you gonna make a wager like that?
He's yellow, Jethro.
Well, I've been thinking of five on the phone to me.
I am not. But I'd like to see how you're going to mark the course.
Well, if I can prove that folks in the hall are being picked on, you owe me $20.
Oh, you fool.
Might as well hand over that 20 right now.
All right, you're so smart. Prove it.
Prove what?
Prove folks in the hall are being picked on. Right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Well, it says right here on page 15...
Not with them blame fool newspapers. Hard evidence.
Got a picture of a UFO right here.
Jeb. They also got pictures of Osama bin Laden a-carrying on with Vegas showgirls.
Well, how do you know he ain't?
Prove it or shut up and let me fish. Uh-huh. As I suspected.
That don't prove nothing.
Fish.
Don't prove nothing.
Well, David. McLean? Yeah. You got my little gun, got your mama talk track, me with a big old Star Trek coming down. But hey, with your game over, hey, I didn't know what we gonna do. Help me, I didn't think it was gonna work.
You see that?
I don't believe it.
Jethro done been abducted.
I don't believe it.
Jethro done been abducted right before our eyes.
I do not believe it.
Damn, you owe me $20.
Just shut up and fish.
I that beat all. Dunn said right here that no one's getting abducted, and what happens?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing? You saw him taken up right before your eyes.
I didn't see nothing, and neither did you.
But Cletus...
Can you prove it?
What?
Can you prove this all's happening?
But you seen it with your own eyes.
I'm going back to fishing.
Well, of all the bull-headed old goats I've known in my time, you've got to be the worst.
Just fish.
Serve you right if one of them flying saucers come down and took you up, too.
That ain't gonna happen, and you... Well, fish.
It'd serve you right. Cletus?
Don't bother me none, I'm fishing.
Cletus, you gotta look over yonder. There's one of them Bigfoots coming out of trees.
I ain't gonna believe it.
Cletus, he's right there.
You fool, you believe everything you see.
But Cletus, he's right.
No, sir, ain't gonna. This ain't happening, because it's fine. Now, you come in. You, Mama raised me better than to... Jeb, help me, Jeb. I believe he has romantic intentions, Jeb. Oh, you gotta help your old friend, please, here, Jeb. I don't know what to do.
Well, I guess the shoe's on the other foot now, ain't it, Cletus? Ain't it, Cletus? Oh, but you wouldn't believe old Jeb, would you? No, sir, Jeb's just a backwoods hick, don't know nothing. No, we folks ain't being persecuted. We ain't getting carried off by UFOs and forced into unnatural relations with your bipedal hominids. No. Oh, Jeb, he's just a big old moron, ain't he, Cletus? Ain't he? Well, alone at last. Yes, sir. Just me and my triumph. Yeah. Yes, sir. What the?
Jebediah.
I didn't do nothing!
Peace be with you, Jebediah, for I bring you glad tidings from the Lord your God. You shall go forth and be his voice in this wicked, sinful world. Telling all who will listen, repent, prepare, for the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming soon. Go, Jebediah. Go now and spread the word of the Creator of the universe.
An angel. A real, live angel. Oh, shit! Cletus, you want to trade off that Bigfoot? I got a trade for you, Cletus. What do you say about trading? Cletus, get back here and quit hogging that Bigfoot. Cletus, have a heart. I got to talk to you about something. I got a trade for you. Cletus, please come on back. You're hogging the Bigfoot, Cletus.
Copyright 2003 by Jeffrey Adams.